Five. Here we go. Are. Number five.
Number five. Turtle, shouldn't there be a drum roll, dude?
No need.
Come on, man.
No need.
I mean, I know you got a drum roll. Get the sticks out.
We got the Axeman.
Okay. Axeman 54, Jeremiah Trotter.
Yes. From his second year, okay, brother. We got it.
You'll have to bring it back up for four.
In his second year, first full year as a starter,
yeah,
Trotter had almost 200 tackles. I think he made the Pro Bowl in 1999. And he was the anchor in there, from Andy's first year as the coach.
Yeah.
Our second year as players, and really should have never left the organization. And then really solidified our defense the Super Bowl year when we finally put him in there as the middle linebacker. We finally had a leader back out there to stand in front of our huddle. That's what Trotter was. Number four, the Wild Wild West man, Brian Westbrook.
Uh-huh.
One of the greatest Eagles of all time. But I really believe during that time, B. West had 2 to 3 great years where B. West was one of the best in there. And those other years, he was somewhat of a complimentary piece to what we had there. Still truly a great player. I just think some of the players that are on the list ahead of him had more of an impact on the team overall.
Right.
And also, they were mentors to B. West. He was a younger player coming in. So my number three guy is Troy Vincent.
Number three?
It's Troy Vincent.
Ooh, man.
That's the guy I have at number three because I think he, like I said, when Andy and him got the job in 1999, it truly was Troy that spearheaded our team on and off the field, got us to buy in into Andy's system and Jim's system, and just was the consummate professional behind the scenes. Really helped mold a lot of us to what we became as professionals and as young men, and how we carried ourselves and represent the organization. And then number two is Weapon X. Brian Dawkins.
Wow.
Truly the spirit of this era and this guy could clearly be the number one player on this list.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought with my head as opposed to my heart, and the free safety position just isn't as impactful as the quarterback position. And for Andy to make his first pick, Donovan McNabb, and get the right guy in a group of five quarterbacks that came out that year, we don't get where we were able to get to without having a franchise quarterback. And when you're the all-time greatest quarterback in franchise history, you have to be at the top of the list, playing in this town, playing in the games that we played in. So Donovan McNabb, to me, is Andy Reid's number one player. And that's tough for me to say. But
I'm the leader of this team.
I think, I didn't say leader, I said player.
Yeah.
I think when you look at the impact, what came along with his position, he was the guy that had to stand in front of the team from day one. I had to go with him.
Yep.
I think Dalt was our best player, but I think the quarterback position is so important. You get so much heat and pressure put on you. Everybody can't carry that mantle, and I think he did it.